happened to me?
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. And we made it to episode 9. Hi, it's the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And congratulations to everyone who was participating in Dry January. It's over. Go enjoy a cocktail, y'all alcoholics. I know you missed it. I've never participated in Dry January. I've talked about, it was last episode of the episode before when everyone was like, man, you're pregnant. I talked about how, oh yeah, I tried to stop drinking alcohol here and there, and I just never did it. I guess Dry January is the only time that women can participate in just not drinking without getting the, oh, is it because you're pregnant? Dry January. So there you go. We are now into February. And so we're thinking a little bit about Valentine's Day because it is coming up. And I've noticed that there's a couple of Valentine's Day movies that are going to be coming out. There's two in particular that are on my radar. One is I Want You Back. And of course, the J-Lo movie, Marry Me. Now, let's break these down just a little bit. Okay, so I Want You Back. Charlie Day and Jenny Slate. If you don't know them in the comedy world, the both of them are so funny, like respectively to the both of them. They're great comedians. They've worked for different comedy sitcom TV shows, and they're so good. I've been a fan of Jenny Slate for several years now, mostly because of her buddy Nick Kroll. I'm a fan of Nick Kroll. He's a comedian, and he had like the Kroll Show, and he also is the brains behind Big Mouth. That's on Netflix. And Jenny Slate, she does a couple voices on that show, I believe. But she's just really, really funny. And likes to put herself out there. And then Charlie Day, I gotta tell you, Charlie Day is like a genius. Like he's the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He looks like this is just this scrappy little guy, and he's got like this weird, weaselly little voice. But he's the funniest, and I truly think that how crazy he is or how crazy he seems, like that's just his genius coming through. Dude is amazing. So those two coming together, they're two of my favorites coming together for this movie. I'm super, super excited for that one. Also, just want to say, like, hey, Gina Rodriguez, she's also in that movie. She's like a more minor character, but at the same time, I know she's in it, and I just love her. She's a fellow Latina. I love her lots. But the movie is about these two. They were in separate relationships, and their partners broke up with them. I don't quite know the reasons. We'll find out in the movie, but their partners did break up with them, and it's called I Want You Back, and so it's them trying to get their partners back, and they're, like, scheming together, like, oh, you should be buddies with my ex and tell him how great I am. That way, he'll get back with me, and so stuff like that goes on. I think at one part I saw in the movie trailer that they do Molly. So that should be a literal fun trip. I'm excited for it. Meanwhile, I just need it to be known that I am a fan of Jennifer Lopez. Before I break this movie down, Marry Me, I'm a fan of Jennifer Lopez. I really am. And people are always asking me, like, why? Why are you an actual fan of J-Lo? Like, she's not a good singer. She's not a good actress. Shut up. A lot of people have gotten on the J-Lo train in the last couple of years, mostly because of her abs, which her abs definitely, I mean, they get the respect that they deserve, I think. But I've just always been a fan of J-Lo, and I think my mom has a lot to do with it because my mom has always been a fan of Jennifer Lopez, listening to her music, seeing her do her thing, and she's just, again, another Latina, and it's exciting that someone is making it, but I've just always been a fan, and my mom has always been a fan, and I like her music. Okay, she maybe isn't the strongest singer, you could say, but she's come out with so much good music and, like, some bops, all right? And her movies have never been great. Her acting skills, I think her acting is, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, all right. But the movies that she's typically involved in, it's like sometimes these movies are just like, girl, what the heck? Who wrote this? And so this is kind of another one of those movies. Marry Me, that's going to be coming out. Initially, when I saw the initial trailers, it was like, okay, she got dumped or something or left at the altar, and then she just decides on a whim to marry someone else. I could see that. I could see that happening in a movie, sure. But then I saw like the official trailer, like the 3-minute trailer. And then I find out that she is a pop star, super, super famous. And she was supposed to get married to another like singer, super famous person, except on their wedding day that they were going to do a big public thing at one of her concerts. She was going to get married on stage at one of her concerts. They find out, breaking news, that her fiance has cheated on her, and there's video, and they're like playing it in the stadium at her concert. And she's like in tears, and she's in a wedding dress on stage in front of thousands of people. And she's like, what the heck? And then she's like, you know what? I'm just going to marry you. And she just points to a guy in the crowd and marries him. Literally just, that's the plot. And I was like, hold on. Cause this would never happen. This is not, it's just too unrealistic. And I know a lot of rom-coms, it's like, oh, the plot in these rom-coms is not typically super realistic, but this is just way out there for me. Like, you're a pop superstar. And if this were to be breaking news, like, you wouldn't just run off the stage crying and just, I'm so sorry, fans, I can't do this right now. Instead, you're gonna play the video in front of you, the person who you're supposed to be marrying, and then this, all the fans and everything. Like, it's just so unrealistic. And then she literally just looks into the crowd and just points at a dude. Like, what if he's already married? She just pointed at a dude and was like, come up here, you're gonna marry me. Like, there's a possibility dude is already married, because, okay, anyone that was in that crowd is probably a father, you know, chaperoning his daughter at this concert. Let's be honest now. So it was just like, the plot and everything is just a little too unrealistic. And I'm just like, how are they gonna like really do this movie? And then they kind of show scenes where he's like, I don't fit in. Like, I'm not a celebrity. Like, what are we doing? And so like that part of it, I guess, is more, it brings the realistic aspect to it. But at the same time, it's just like, that would never happen. So I don't know. I don't know. I love J-Lo. I really, really do. I just don't think I love the plot of this movie already. And I haven't even seen it. But that Charlie Day movie, I Want You Back with Jenny Slate, I'm so down for that. The only problem is I think it's going to be available on Amazon Prime, and I'm not an Amazon lover, so I don't know how I'm going to watch it. We'll see. I'll figure it out. So speaking of February and Valentine's Day, let's talk Galentine's Day. If you follow me on social media, which my social handle is at the Nina Blanco, you should totally go follow if you're not already. If you follow me on social media, you've already heard about this, but I definitely want to talk about it. So it's an idea that just kind of popped into my head. Like, I knew February was coming. I knew Valentine's Day was coming. I had done a real quick social media promotion with that vodka company for Galentine's Day. And I was like, you know what? I kind of want to play with the idea of Galentine's Day. Like, what can I do? And I'm not going to lie, I stole this idea from some friends. I had some friends in Chicago, and they had gotten together for a gal's giving event for Thanksgiving. And so what they did is they just like kind of got together, all of them, and put together donations, some baskets and stuff of items, products, things that are needed. And they gave these baskets or these products to a women's shelter. And I was like, how perfect that I can take that idea, make it into my own, and do it for Galentine's Day. And who knows, maybe I can do it again for Gals Giving. But I was just like, okay, let's figure out how we can do this. Because this is just me. I know I've got this podcast and it seems super fancy, but I'm literally just sitting alone in my house and I'm just a person. So I'm like, how do I do this? What do we do? Well, I had a friend who had participated. He's a radio guy. His name is Jeff. He lives in Vegas, and he did the Venmo challenge when the Venmo challenge was getting super, super popular in 2020 to like tip your waiters and stuff like that, like give like a super big tip. And so he participated in that, and he did amazing work. Like, it started off, I talked to him about it because I was like, I need to pick your brain about this project. And he said it started out, he had raised $40, which $20 of that to start was his own money. And so he had raised $40 and he gave a server a $40 tip, which that's a hefty tip, especially if, you know, it's not 20% of your bill. So he said it was just like him out to lunch. And so his bill was like, I don't know, $25, and he left a $40 tip. Like, that's amazing for a server. And so he decided to just do it again and do it again and do it again. And he raised more and more money every time. And he was just able to just give servers these massive, massive tips. And it was all through like the Venmo challenge. And so I kind of wanted to pick his brain a little bit because I'm like, how do I do this? Do I literally just open up my Venmo? Is there anything that I need to know? Is there like taxes? Like, I don't know. So I had to ask him about it. And yeah, he pretty much just said, yeah, you know, I of course he kept track of everything and there's no shady business or anything. But he just did it and people helped out and people wanted to participate. And I was like, okay, that's really cool. And so my little Galentine's Day idea, I'm like, I think this is a cool idea. I mean, I know I came up with it, so I might be a little bit biased, but I think it's a pretty cool idea. You know, I want to make, if possible, 25 gift baskets. There is this women's shelter in my neighborhood. I've donated to them before. Before, I didn't realize that there was 25 women living there. Before, honestly, here's how it happened. I was Marie Kondoing my closet. It was 2020, Marie Kondo. It came out on Netflix. I was watching it. So everyone's going through all your stuff because you're bored at home. And so I was going through my closet and I was going through all my makeup stuff. And I had been getting Ipsy bags for like a year or two at this point. And the Ipsy bags that I had, they were just kind of sitting there. Brand new Ipsy bags. I only opened them when I got the package and to like look through the makeup. And then a lot of the makeup I didn't use. And these are perfectly good brand new makeup samples. If I knew I wasn't going to use them, I didn't try it on. If it looked like a shade of lipstick that I already had, like, I'm good. If it looked like it's another pink blush, if for some reason they kept giving me so many just pink blush every time. And I'm like, I don't need 30 pink blushes right now. So I just had saved them. And I was like, what do I do with all this makeup? And so I Googled it. I just Googled it. Like, what do I do with all my extra Ipsy makeup? And a great recommendation was to take it to a women's shelter. You know, if it's unused, if it is a brand new product, take it to a women's shelter. I mean, someone can use it and someone would appreciate it. So that's what I did. I took all of these Ipsy bags. I had like, there was almost 20. We'll just say 20. I had like 20 Ipsy bags. I had all these makeup samples, everything from lipsticks to eyeliners to blush to highlighters, mascara, I mean, facial cleansers, you name it, because it's Ipsy and I had it all. So I put together, I don't know, 3 or 4 pieces of makeup into each Ipsy bag. And so I was like, I'm going to take it to a women's shelter. So I just looked up my nearest women's shelter and I found this spot. This Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence is what they're called. And so I had just went there and I just dropped off all of these bags. And so I went in there and I was like, hi, I just have a donation. And they were like, oh, okay, what do you have there? And they looked at it and I'm just talking to just the front desk attendant. And she was like, oh, wow, a bunch of makeup samples. Like, the ladies will love this. This will be amazing. Thank you so much. And it was quick, simple. It was just a simple thing. And I was like, I just had all this extra stuff. I feel like an asshole. I want to give it to someone. So that's what I did. And so now with this Galentine's idea, with Galentine's Day coming up, I'm like, okay, I've given to the shelter before and they do rotate people out, I believe, yearly. I mean, I don't know everyone's situation. I don't know how long people typically stay there, but it is just a kind of rotating rooms. And if you need a place to stay, if we have availability, you know, you can come in here type of deal. So since I've gone to them before, I know they're in my neighborhood. I know that, you know, whatever situation that got these ladies into that position to have to be there, that's not my business. I just know that, hey, life is hard. I mean, I had a rough 6 months. It definitely kicked me over and over again when I was already down. And so it's kind of the same situation that really anyone can find themselves in. That's, again, not my business why they're there, how they ended up there. I just know, hey, these are fellow ladies that need some help right now. And they're literally right here in my neighborhood in Denver, and I want to help them. So I came up with this idea about Galentine's Day, and I was like, you know, maybe I can buy the 25 women that are staying there, each of them, you know, shampoo, conditioner, body wash. And then on top of that, I don't know, fun Galentine's Day stuff, you know, maybe write them Valentine's Day cards. I can get some cute little fuzzy socks and stuff, just things to just brighten your day and make you feel good. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the thought process behind the whole thing. And so to be able to, I don't know, can you call it launch? To be able to launch this project, it just feels really good. It just feels good to be able to give back, to be able to just give to someone who needs it, and to be able to round up all of my friends and family. Like, this is a group effort, 100%. Like, sure, I'm gonna have to go shopping for all of this stuff after the money is raised, and I'm gonna put these baskets together, and I'm gonna drop them off, and they're gonna say thank you to my face, but this is a group effort. I mean, we have already, let me just tell you right now, in one day, I launched this yesterday, January 31st, and in one day, I've already raised $215. That's amazing, you guys. And so it goes to show you that other people want to be able to give back. And, you know, either you're always told like, yeah, you should give back. You should donate X amount of money per year based off of your salary or, you know, whatever it is. It's just life is life. And sometimes you forget, or sometimes you don't have the money to do that, but then you don't have the time to go volunteer your time somewhere. Or maybe you don't know how to do it. You know, things happen and that's okay. And so to be able to just provide another outlet for people to be able to give back and make other people feel good for making a difference, like, that's amazing. So that's just kind of the gist of it. That's kind of how that idea popped into my head. I've always wanted to do Gals Giving, and I'm so glad that I'm able to turn it into Galentine's Day. And it just makes me happy. It just makes me so, so happy that I've already been able to raise, you know, this amount of money. And I really hope to raise more, because for 25 women, think about it. How much is a bottle of shampoo? It's like $8, $9. It's expensive. And so if I'm doing that times 25, times, you know, a bottle of shampoo, a bottle of conditioner, a bottle of body wash, if I can swing that, depends on how much money I raise. You know what I mean? So the more money that I am able to raise before Galentine's Day, the better. I will go out and I will go shopping and I will buy these ladies, if I can, full-sized shampoo bottles. And that makes all the difference. To you and me, you might think, oh, whatever, I've got like three in the closet right now. But to these ladies, it makes all the difference. So it just warms my heart that, you know, this is welcomed to all of my friends and family and listeners and people that know me, and so that people are wanting to do it. So I'm just very excited about it, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit. But yeah, in one day, you guys, I raised over $200. And since then, I've gotten more donations. I actually just got a donation notification on my phone while recording this. Like, it's incredible. It's so amazing. So please, please, if you haven't donated and you thought about it, I could definitely use that donation. If you cannot swing it, you know, financially right now, trust me, I get it. It's totally cool. But, you know, maybe reach out to someone or tell some friends, like, hey, this is a cool thing that's happening, if you could donate. You know, the word of mouth, it helps so, so much. So thank you for that. Thank you. I wanted to give you some podcast only information, and I thought about not putting this on the podcast. I'm like, maybe I'll just keep it as a surprise, but I got too excited and I need to tell someone about it. So my super secret surprise for you, this is podcast only info. I'm not posting anything about this until I release it on Friday. So you guys, I did it. I made a Breakfast Burrito Friday song. I did. And on top of that, I not only made a song, but I also recorded a music video to go with it. And I'm gonna give you a clip. You can hear this only on the podcast or see it on YouTube for the podcast, but I'm like, this is it. I'm not going to mention this on social media. I'm not going to put a teaser clip about this. This is only on the podcast. So a podcast exclusive. I'm only going to play the first 15 seconds. Okay. So you get 15 seconds out of a minute of this song. Are you ready? This is embarrassing. Oh gosh, I'm nervous. Okay, here we go. Yeah. You know what it is. It's a whole EDM like mashup, and all I could think of when I decided I was gonna go like the EDM route is Dubs is gonna get so mad. Because Dubs is such a fan. Dubs is a huge EDM fan. Like, that's his shit. And I feel like he's going to be like, why? Why did you have to go EDM? Like, that's my jam. What are you doing? So, decided to do that. And I will release the entire song this Friday for Breakfast Burrito Friday. Yeah, you'll hear the full thing on the podcast. But I will also be posting the music video that I made. I'll do that on my socials on Friday, and it's going to be a whole thing, and I'm already embarrassed about it, but I have learned that most things that kind of embarrass me are actually can be funny and well-received, and just do it and just shut up and just do it. So I'm just going to do it. So I'm going to post it on Friday, but that's your little sneak peek of that. And, I posted a photo over the weekend where I was in front of a green screen, and yeah, that's what I was doing in front of the green screen, is I was making my Breakfast Burrito Friday music video. So I'm excited for you guys to see it. It's an experience. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to stop talking about it. It's an experience, and I'm very excited, and you'll get everything on Friday. So make sure you're following me on Instagram. The snow has not started yet in Denver. We're going to get a big old snowstorm. This is a Tuesday, February 1st that I'm recording this. And so the snow is going to start later this evening. It hasn't started yet, but it's definitely been cloudy all day, and the clouds are going to be rolling in. Denver is going to see 4 to 8 inches with up to 14 inches in the foothills, which is wild. I mean, I know New York just got like that huge snowstorm, and I've seen all the videos and stuff like that, but for the foothills to be getting 14 inches, I mean, not like super uncommon or anything like that, because hello, Colorado, but at the same time, a little bit uncommon because Colorado in 2022 and global warming. So it's gonna be crazy though. I'm excited though. I can't wait for all this snow to come in, but it's kind of creating a little bit of an issue. So Chicago, this snowstorm is just gonna roll across the United States. So Chicago is looking at 20 inches are gonna be dropping in Chicago. So this storm is gonna be like building up as it moves across the states, which is wild. And I have a friend who's supposed to be driving in from St. Louis. I'm a little bit worried. I just texted her. She just texted me back. So I gotta get in on this conversation and give her a heads up in case she doesn't know about it. But I got a friend who's coming in. She's gonna visit just for a couple of days. They're taking a road trip and from St. Louis to Denver. And she just wants to come and say hey and hang out with me, which I always love and appreciate. Her name is Bex, by the way. And she has a podcast. If you listen to me on the radio, I've talked about her all the time. She's my witchy friend, and I hope it's okay to call her that. But she's a witch, and so her podcast is Tu Tia Bruja. And she says it's a series about witchcraft, ghosts, and the abnormal. And I've told like a ghost story on her podcast, and she's had this podcast for a couple of years now. But she is wanting to do some like really cool stuff while she's here, because she is into witchcraft and just spirituality and all this stuff that I'm not necessarily into. And the only reason that I'm not into that is because I'm low-key scared of it, so I just don't fucks with it. You know what I mean? But that's her jam. That's her shit. So we're gonna, she was looking into doing some aura photography. I guess that's a thing where you take photographs, and I don't know if they put a filter on it or if it is just the person who is taking the photograph, if they can like read your aura and, you know, tell you, I don't know. But we're going to do some aura photography, I think, is part of the plan. She's also going to take me to a Botanica, and I am scared. I'm low-key scared. So she said because she's been to Denver several times, but she said the last time she was out here, she went to go visit this Botanica that is near me, near in my neighborhood. And she texted me and she was like, dude, I just went to the Botanica and it was in your neighborhood, and that place was legit scary. Like, they were, this was real. And she sent me a picture. She said there was like a jar of cat claws. She's like, that's some hardcore shit. She's like, I've never even seen that before. So she wants to go back there and she wants to take me there. And I'm low-key scared. I don't quite know what to expect. But she told me, she's like, they're supposed to be scary. Like, botanicas are supposed to be a little bit scary, but it is dealing with witchcraft and, I don't know, ingredients. I don't know, but I'm nervous and I'm scared. But it's also going to be, I don't know, maybe open my eyes a little bit to that world. Again, I don't really mess with it because I'm afraid of it. But that's not to say that I'm not willing to learn about it a little bit more. So, nervous. But she is driving here. So she's driving here. She's supposed to leave Wednesday evening and then she'll be here Thursday morning. But that snowstorm is coming through. So I texted her this morning. She just got back to me. I got to talk to her about that. Hopefully she can still come out here. But at the same time, if she's driving, I don't want her driving through that snowstorm. That is some dangerous stuff, especially if she's driving through which state? Kansas? I think it's Kansas from Missouri. But yeah, I don't know. I hope she's still able to come and we'll still be able to make this trip happen. But her safety is way more important than my selfish wanting her here. So we'll see what happens. If that does happen, though, I will have some interesting stuff to talk about next week on the podcast after we go check out that Botanica and if we do the aura photography. And yeah, it should be interesting. And I know it's not Friday yet, obviously, but I want to do a bonus get into it, yeah, only because, well, before I say it, let me just play my little thing. Rihanna's pregnant. Oh my God. Ah! Rihanna is pregnant. She and A$AP Rocky are having a child together. So exciting. Rihanna is a favorite, obviously, and she kind of announced it in her own way. They did a photo shoot. She was wearing this like pink puffer jacket with her belly hanging out, and they were walking in the streets of New York and just showing off her baby bump, which is so exciting. So I'm excited for her, although I'm not gonna lie, a little bit, I was selfishly disappointed, which is not okay to even say about anyone else's pregnancy or decision to have a child, because I am child-free. I don't want children. And so I was a little bit like, man, another one bites the dust, which is so bad to say, and I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel. Because Riri just, I don't know, being kind of a party girl, but just being a badass. You know what I mean? Just being a badass, just smoking a lot of weed, giving no fucks. And for the longest time, she was single. And she's like, I literally don't need a man. Like, what are you talking about? Don't ask me about relationship questions. But, you know, life is life. And of course, you want to find love. And she did find love. I think anyway, it seems that way. Her relationship with A$AP Rocky has been really, really super great. I think ever since they just started seeing each other. And now they're having a baby, which is very exciting. But also selfishly, I was like, man, why'd you have to do that to me? But that's okay. That's okay. Although I will say a bummer is that like, we're never going to get this album. I had to bring it up. We're never getting this freaking album from Rihanna, and I don't know how to feel about it. It just sucks. It sucks just having the excitement of, oh, she's teasing an album. Oh, it's going to be a reggae album. Oh, it's going to be a reggae pop album. Oh, it's going to be rock or whatever. All the rumors of what her album is going to be. And she's like, yeah, 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 the album will be coming. We're never going to get it. We're never going to get it. Oh, it's so annoying. So if Rihanna like comes out and trolls us naming her baby album saying, here, I gave you an album. His name is Album. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be so mad. And no, I don't know if it's a he or a her. She was wearing pink, so who knows? I have no idea what the gender of her baby is. But I just don't think we're getting an album. So I don't know. Pros and cons. Congratulations, Rihanna. Okay, that does it for episode 9 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following me on all my social medias and everything. On all the socials, you can follow me at the Nina Blanco, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. What else is there? I don't know. All of them. So at the Nina Blanco, that's where that is. And if you want to donate, I didn't even talk about this. Hello. For Galentine's Day, if you want to donate to the cause to buy supplies for these gift baskets to hopefully provide for all 25 women at the Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence. Then you can do that. I opened up my Venmo and my PayPal account at the Nina Blanco. So if you just search that in one of those apps, at the Nina Blanco on Venmo, at the Nina Blanco on PayPal, you will find me. And if you want to send some money there, that is where I'm collecting money for this donation run. So make sure and do that if you are able to. Okay, that does it for me. Loves you so much. Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Hey,
that was the wrong button.